Hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back. John, it is Friday. We made it through the week.
I'm going to be honest with you. These episodes this week have been a lot longer than I expected them to be.
Yes, they have.
And note to future me editing this. Good luck.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, I know. I know. This is far from the worst episodes that we've had to edit.
We've just been yapping, man.
Yeah.
We've been jawing.
All right.
That's the right word.
Fucking nerd.
That's the word in context. It makes sense. J-A-W-I-N apostrophe.
I know, but you're just fucking nerd.
I'm a southern nerd. That's a very southern word. Anyways, we are here on this lovely Friday to talk about minute 124 through 125. And like I said at the end of yesterday, we are going to get to see how good of a cold reader that Paul is. This is a staple for any kind of like psychic or magician show.
Mm-hmm.
If you can be good at this, you're going to be good at a lot of stuff, but it's a skill. And I think it's largely bullshit. But Paul gets into specifics, and which makes me think that he's really, really good at just reading this guy.
Or he's gone through a bunch of trial and error in his head already and found, like I said yesterday, the words that work.
Was that a you theory or was that something that we talked about with Martin last week?
I think that was something we talked about with Martin.
That vaguely sounds familiar. Which, okay, sure, if we're going to headcanon our way into this or out of this, I don't know. Yes, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
But it's still very impressive to see it happen live.
Yep.
So when we left off yesterday, Paul was staring down the barrel of this random Fedaikin's eyes. and everyone's pissed. Everyone is so pissed at him.
Chris Knives are out.
Yeah.
It's on, dude.
So he's standing there. He's talking to this guy. And he continues he was kind of in the middle of a phrase or middle of
he was starting another
another one at the end of the last minute. He says, "This could be the moment you've been praying for all your life." And as he's still staring this guy down, he says, "You're praying now to your grandmother. She died 9 moons ago." And I half expected him to go, "Her name started with a J.
Yeah.
Just do some stuff like that. He didn't, but
no, he just calls her out explicitly.
Yes. Now, I thought it was important to note that as he's saying this, all the other people around him have become visibly less tense.
Yeah.
Like they still have Chris Knives out, but they're just like standing there kind of just watching him curiously now. And he's walking slowly towards the Fedaikin in the crowd. And this guy looks so confused.
I mean, it's basically a shakedown.
It is. Yeah. I mean, yes, it is. But he looks so confused. He's like, "What the hell is going on? Why is he talking to me?
Why am I being singled out? Oh, God. I was good with the mob mentality. Now I'm being singled out. Oh, no."
The next note that I have, because we do kind of a round robin of faces at this point. And I just said, Stilgar's doing Stilgar faces, Gurney's doing Gurney faces, and Chani's doing Chani faces.
Well, I'm going to expand on that.
Sure.
Stilgar is completely lost in his like
reverie.
Yeah. The revelation of the moment and everything. Gurney's a little more on the skeptical side because you can see him kind of like squinting his eyes, trying to figure out like, what the fuck are you doing right now, Paul?
Yeah.
And Chani is initially looking at Gurney like, "Bro, what the fuck?" And then she turns and Chris Knives Paul with her eyes.
Yes.
And then we cut to Paul then saying, "She lost an eye. Rock smashed her face as she was crossing the belt. She was 12 when it happened. At that time, this world had a Fremen name, Dune." End of movie. Movie's over. They said it. We're done.
Please leave this silence in. I don't like this.
Okay. Expand.
I don't. Okay, and this is not an indictment of the movie. This is honestly going back to Frank Herbert.
How Dune is a Fremen name?
Yeah. It's okay. To put it into perspective.
Okay.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Ronald Tolkien.
Yes. Ronald Tolkien.
Yeah.
A master world builder. The best. The best world builder that I think there has ever been.
Okay, but we have said many times Tolkien, Herbert is not.
True. And yes, we absolutely have. But Tolkien is not immune to the same thing that I hate about this.
Okay.
We have all of these wonderful names in the Lord of the Rings universe.
Sure.
Beautiful, beautiful names. I'm not going to say them. You can picture them. You know them.
That sounds like someone who doesn't actually know what the names are.
No, I trust our audience.
That definitely sounds like someone who doesn't know any of the actual names.
Listen, they know them by heart. I don't need to say them. They know them. The one I will say, though, is the most egregious use of just laziness. Mount Doom.
Yeah.
Come on. To me, this feels a little bit like that.
Okay. Counterpoint. Okay. Mount Doom is a translation from the Black Speech.
So were 100 other things that sound better. Again, our audience knows them. I don't need to say them. It sticks out like a sore thumb and rings in your ears going, huh?
Huh? What?
Yeah. So when they say Dune in the book, I don't even know if they say it in the book. Honestly, I can't remember if they say it in the book.
I think they do.
Or when they say it in the movie, I was just like, cool. You had to get the title in, I guess, where it's not been really spoken at all in the movie since the beginning. It was only spoken in the 84 movie, I think, in the opening monologue.
It is the year 10,191.
Or does Chani say my... No, the Baron says...
My planet Arrakis.
No, the Baron says, my Arrakis, my dune.
My desert, my Arrakis, my dune.
Okay, yeah. So I think that was the first time we heard it in the first movie.
That scene.
Great
so
scene. Great scene.
Much.
Still didn't like it then.
Oh, but Stellan Skarsgård is so good.
He's good. I'm not saying he's bad at it.
I don't understand how you don't like it.
I just don't like the word dune in here. Because the planet is named Arrakis.
All right.
This is just a thing that I've always thought this was silly. And again, not an indictment of the movie. The movie's just following source material. I think this is a silly thing in the source material.
I will disagree with you, but I'm too tired to argue with you.
Hell yeah. That's why I bring up arguments on a Friday. Regardless.
If anyone else wants to argue with Zach, you can email duneminute@gmail.com because that's the one that he checks.
That's right. I check it once a month and I am not on socials.
You check it more than once a month.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you check it every couple days.
So, regardless of how I feel about the word dune, this clearly means something to the Fedaiken here.
Yeah, because they immediately just, Lisa no gaib, yes. And then fucking straight to their knees.
Exactly. And they start a chant. We're getting the whole crowd going with this chant, Lisa na gaib. Everyone's saying it.
Mm-hmm. Sad that they're not chanting Muad'Dib, Muad'Dib. Sci-fi miniseries.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of different baseball chants that these words could fit into. Let's go, Marty. Let's go, Marty. Now, Stilgar is showing just faces of wonderment now.
Oh, he's crying with...
He's just like, in religious ecstasy, yeah. It looks like.
Yeah, he's got tears all welled up on his face and everything. Mm-hmm. Mahdi.
Yep,
he says that. And then Paul, 180 turns, points down the fucking nerd that's all over the rules.
Yeah.
And just...
The hall monitor.
Yeah. Yells at him, in your nightmares, you give water to the dead and it brings joy to your heart. What a fucking insult.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I can see how in the Fremen culture, like, that is a really bad thing to do. And the fact that it makes him happy,
yeah,
is like sacrilegious.
Yeah.
But when I thought about it from like my perspective, I was like, oh, that seems like a nice thing to do.
Oh, he's taking care of him. It's like you're putting flowers on the grave of, you know, your loved one or whatever. Nah.
Well, and it has the same effect. He immediately drops to his knees. He says, Mahdi. And the people behind him do the same thing, which makes me think, does Paul have to go like tribe by tribe?
No, but I think he's fucking laying it out now to just be like, try me, bitch.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
he got one half with that first guy and he got the second half with this guy.
Two hits. I hit you. You hit the floor.
Exactly. That's it. Paul knows how to do it.
Speaking of hitting the floor, everyone else around is beginning to bow except for Chani.
She has to be.
She gets yoinked down by Gurney Halleck, and that is where our minute ends. Yep. Literally as she goes,
Well, okay, we see one shot before the minute ends. One official, like one like screen of a shot. Yes, we do.
The frame is the moment Chani leaves. Like you can see her. You can see the last bit of her ponytail in the last frame of the minute. Mm,
okay. I thought we had the shot of Stilgar and Paul up on the pulpit.
Nope. Because I was cutting those up for our guest for next week. And I needed to find the exact frame for their minutes to start on.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy to be wrong there.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to save the joke that I had at the very end until next week.
Guess you'll have to. Speaking of next week, as I just said, we have a guest.
Well, hang on. Let's do our ratings first. Let's get through our shit first.
Oh, excuse me. Since you're so eager to give ratings,
I am.
The floor is yours.
No, you go first.
No.
I like this little set of minutes, John. I don't know if you could tell by my excitement throughout this week.
I like this week. I like next week.
I know.
The week after.
I know that we have spent a fair amount of time shitting on this movie.
We have been dogging on this minute or on this movie for the last probably 5 weeks at least.
Yeah. And deservedly so.
In the times where it does deserve. There are other times, though, where cinematography has been fucking beautiful.
Yep.
If there's one.
We've never bashed cinematography. We've never bashed the look of the movie. It's always just been writing
and
structure.
There have been looks that we've bashed.
Okay.
Shitty CGI with the Harkonnens and stuff like
that. No, okay. No, I'm talking like in recent weeks. In recent weeks, it's been beautiful. It's just been writing and structure that I've been taking grievance with.
No, we've definitely like dogged on some things in the movie that deserve to be dogged on, but like Greg Fraser's actual cinematography, I feel like it's just entirely like new level shit with both part one and part two for like new standards for how movies should be shot.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right.
So we.
These scenes included, by the way.
No, absolutely. And I think we have done, at least in my opinion, we've done what we felt was correct in dogging on the parts that needed to be dogged on, giving flowers to the parts that need to be that deserve the flowers.
Yep.
And I can say with a certainty that this week was good. This was a good set of minutes.
This week was very good.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go up to 7.5 on this.
That's it. Okay.
No, okay. 7.5 is good compared to the 3s and 4s that I've been given.
That's fair.
Now, there is a lot that obviously there's a lot that the book has that the movie doesn't. However, we have already said that the pacing and the structure of the movie getting through these plot points is better than the books.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in my opinion. And
for me, that part right there
mm-hmm.
is what pushes this up to like an 8, 8.5 for me.
Okay. I want to give myself some breathing room for the end of the movie.
Sure.
There are points where I think are better than this at the end.
Okay.
So I'm giving myself room.
Okay.
I know this is Price is Right, or not. This is whose line is it anyway points where they don't matter.
Sure.
But I'm giving myself room.
We did get Shai Hulud this week as well. Don't forget.
We did get a little bit of Shai Hulud.
We got Shai Hulud, but we didn't get Hole.
We didn't. Well, we got some side Hole.
Some tasteful side Hole.
Yeah, we got some tasteful side Hole.
Just out of focus, too.
Yeah. This is a Skinamax, you know. You can't show in focus Hole.
No, God. That was earlier in the movie.
Right. And
Hole in 4K.
Show Hole on Main.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so if you want to put it from this perspective, 2.5 points away from no Glow Globes.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I knew I'd get you on board.
Yeah.
All right, what about you? You said, you already said 8.
I just said
8.5.
It's closer to 8 for me.
Closer to 8?
Than 8.5. But
7.625?
This crescendo that we have here...
Mm-hmm.
Is when we were watching this in the theater for the first time in our special fan event, see the movie early.
Sure. Not
this whole shit, especially with IMAX audio, just fucking blew me away.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, that's very true.
I
had to go get you from the lobby. Blew you away.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Looked over, I was like, where's John go?
Whoa! It was just little dust clouds.
Yeah, exactly. It was a John-shaped cloud, yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Tease it a little earlier. We have a guest next week.
We do!
One of our very best friends in the world, Luna, will be joining us.
Yes.
She is new to the Dune Minute.
That's true.
I don't think she's ready for just how much of fucking nerds we are. And she knows us very well.
Yeah, yeah. She is a friend from our personal lives and has been wanting to come on the show. And we said, you know what? Fucking let's do it.
Yeah.
We told her, buckle up. No, she's well-versed in putting up with our bullshit.
Oh, if there's anyone that can, put up with our bullshit, it's her.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun week next week.
Uh-huh.
Man, a fun week following a fun week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. We've needed these. Oh, no, I guess hang on. This is 3 fun weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to fucking...
No, I'm not going to diss Martin like that. Yeah. This is 3 fun weeks in a row.
Yeah. We had a good time with Martin last week.
Absolutely, we did.
Well, if you've also been having fun weeks with the Dune Minute, don't forget to also rate the show. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts...
Yes, we've not
done
that.
Drop a rating.
Long. We have not...
Preferably a positive rating. That'd be nice.
We've not solicited feedback in a little while.
Yeah. And by that, I think we mean 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe last week. I don't honestly, dude, I don't remember a lot of our recording that we did last week. So
it was a whirlwind for sure.
It was. I know you've been editing those, so.
I'm oh, sure yes. Yeah. Good conversations. I know the people have already heard them at this point, but. Since I'm talking from the future at this stage.
From the future past?
From the future past, yeah. Wonderful conversation with Martin. So I cannot wait for that to be out in the world, which it already is at this point.
Huh?
Listen, the best thing about time travel is you don't have to get involved with it.
Yeah. Just make sure that you're, not interfering too much with these lower civilizations and that you're following Starfleet command.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You wouldn't know that because you
got kicked out.
Fucked up earlier this week. Anyways, we're dragging this on way too long. I'm going to have to edit all this later. Thanks for listening. You can find the Dune Minute in the meantime on Blue Sky at DuneMinute.com. And you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us that way. We'll be back next week with our guest Luna, and we'll see you then.
See y'all later.